We are back. Conversation for this podcast. This is the number one podcast in Ottawa. I'm here, Frankie, with my mans, Khalilo, and we are back with a brand new episode. This is episode 84.
84.
So, yeah. So we're nearing the century, you know what I mean? The 100. Right. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
So you know? Close.
By the end of the year, we'll already be there for show. So, like I said, we are back. This is going to be an exciting one. It's going to be related to a trending event, something that happened not too long ago.
Yeah.
And so, make sure to have your earphones on. If you have your headphones, I don't know, wherever you're listening to, if it's on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, give us a like, comment. We appreciate everybody lately that's been commenting there, even getting a couple new subscribers. I appreciate all the love.
Yes, welcome.
And then with welcome to the, Conversation for Days gang. And then also for people, audio listeners, make sure to stream the episode. Give us a follow if you haven't done it yet.
Yes.
Give us some ratings if it's on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Yeah. Especially on Apple Podcasts, man. If you want to say anything about our podcast, we're great guys, we're good-looking guys, anything you want to say, get off your chest, just, write a review.
Let us know.
It'll be much appreciated,
Great.
It's definitely going to help us grow. And so I think it's good for us to just get it, get started with the topic.
It's that time.
Is going to be about the whole Oscars incident. So if you haven't seen it, I doubt you have. I think everybody have seen
point,
a meme.
Everybody should know. Yeah.
Everybody should know about what happened. So pretty much just to give you a quick, a brief resume. So, there was the Oscars on the weekend, and Will Smith, famous actor, and with Chris Rock, famous comedian.
Yeah.
There was a little incident that happened where Chris Rock, while hosting the Oscars, said a joke towards the wife of Will Smith. And then Will Smith decided to, get up his seat and give Chris Rock a good old slap.
Yeah.
And then after that, Will Smith started to say, certain things to him, like, yo, don't talk about...
Keep my wife's name out your effing mouth.
And all that stuff, right? He went off, and then it was interesting too, because afterwards he didn't get arrested or nothing happened to Will Smith itself, and he even got his award, and then he started doing like a whole apology and like crying to the Academy and felt bad about what he did.
It was very emotional. It was such an emotional kind of Oscars, and like he reserved everything, by the way, you know what I mean? Like I don't know what happened after that, like, you know what I mean? Like, other awards were given, but you couldn't help but think, like, did that really happen?
because, like, it's not something that you all, especially two from, like, those two individuals. It's not, like, I know that Will Smith in the past, he slapped, I remember a guy, I think it was a reporter who tried to kiss him.
Exactly.
And I give him a slap, which in that instance, I totally understood, because, like, you're kind of not respecting my, my privacy. And
the man was reaching.
He went overboard, so that I get. You're defending yourself, cool, but then with this situation it's totally different, because it's like in an award and it's like someone that that you had a a relationship with, and you decided to give him a slap, and it's considered to be an assault, like, it is an assault. In some states that's considered to be a misdemeanor, if I'm correct. It's a
one of them terms.
Misdemeanor assault, in some states in the US. So I think we could just get it started with just simply as just if we could have a debate on it, a discussion on it, like, if you had to pick a side, because that's pretty much been the whole thing that's been trending ever since the situation. It's like just like you can see if like people were like either on Will Smith's side defending him or defending Chris Rock. So if I ask you, Khalilo, like, who are you, like, on which side are you more on? If it's Will Smith or if it's Chris Rock, like, what are your thoughts about this whole thing?
So before I make a decision on that, let's debrief the whole situation, because
ahead. Yeah,
for Will Smith to come up and do something like this, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be something else going on, right? I mean, whether it's at home or whatever, but like, I didn't think that the joke was that bad. You know what I mean? Like, Yo, first off, I mean, Chris Rock, he's one of my favorites. He's actually like out of my top three, he'd be like number two.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Of all time,
Dave Chappelle on top. Chris Rock, I love his material from the 90s. You know what I mean? Yep. Like his movies from the 90s, Head of State. You know what I mean? Like Down to Earth. Yep. Those are like, that's Chris Rock to me. You know what I mean? Yep. So, you know, I gotta dip a few points for Will, you know, for like being plucked. You know what I mean? Like he got his plucked. And, you know, you look at it and you see like, oh, okay, the man was laughing. He looked like he was agreeing with the joke. He found it funny. But then, you know, Jada had her problem with it, obviously. And then he looked over and then, because we don't see that angle, right? But like something happened.
But yeah, I was about to say, did like when you know, they showed the like the behind the scenes, I don't remember, like, did Jada really look like she was really annoyed or pissed by it?
She looked, was irritated, but, like, not to agree that she would, you know, go send her husband to you know, finish the job. Like,
because that's the thing, too. There's a video that surfaced, we talked about even before the podcast, where, you know, it was on, I think, Jada's channel, and she was, like, they were talking about, like, you know, how she feels about how people opinions on her condition and her having a bald head. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't care about what people think about what I have. Like I'm happy with it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So if she says that she doesn't have a problem with it, but then, you know, Will Smith felt a way to the point where he had to commit that act to Chris Rock, then it kind of let me I'm thinking now, then what is really the root problem? Because, you know, like, is it really about Jada or is it more about him and Chris Rock? Because there's a thing that's there's a report that said that, like, it was maybe on another awards a few years back or something that happened before where Chris Rock said something about their couple, and then
he said a lot of things, especially like in 2016, the Oscars back then, you know, where like no black people were like on board or anything.
She wanted to be on the Oscars. Boycott. Yeah,
exactly. She wanted to boycott it, but like, what's that? Chris Rock, he made a joke and he was just like, oh, you know, kind of just brushing off or dismissing her boycotting, saying that like she's not even relevant, you know, for it to matter. Right. And then she mentioned Will Smith and he was like, you know, he kind of threw shots about like, it was his Wild Wild West, you know, and how that tanked, right?
So the movie,
he made those references as jokes and everything. And while they were funny, I mean, who knows what happened behind closed doors, you know? Because like, at that point, that's when brain fart.
Like what, about like Will Smith, like he wasn't doing too good? Or
the joke was about like that, I forget what he said specifically, but like he mentioned, you know, something for it to be as bad as like Wild Wild West. You know what I mean? Like, I forget, but we can probably clip it in, you know? But yeah, pretty much. I mean, so they had that moment. And so it leads me to wonder, like, cause it just seems so sudden. I mean, how can he just be vexed by this comment and go up there and like, you know, physically harm a dude? Cause if you're physically harming somebody, like you pretty much, to me, you took an L. You know, he came at you with words and he was creative with his words. You know, you got vexed and you got hurt by it. And then you had nothing else to say. You just decided to go, you know, with physical. Because physical, I feel like at the end of the day, that's like the people's last resort. You know what I mean? If you're not smooth enough to like roast back, then, you know, you're going to go with the physical. Right? Because just like I was imagining, I was like, imagine if that happened to someone like Jamie Foxx. You know what I mean? Like Jamie Foxx destroyed that one dude. I don't even know his name, but probably because of Jamie Foxx. Like, yo, he roasted the hell out of him to the point where, like, that was the highlight of the night. And that man, he took the biggest L in like comedic history, you know?
History,
so, so I'm just like, somebody like when he stood up and when he started walking, I was like, oh, damn, you know, he's going to say something or he's probably going to like take over the mic and like, you know, start like, you know, railing on him with like jokes and stuff like that. But I guess, you know, Will's not maybe a, you know, stand-up comic, but you know what I mean?
He's definitely not. He's more he's more of a hitter than a
he's more of a
hitter than a comedian.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. And what's that? His name, James Gordon. He said it so well. He was like, what's that? Chris Rock can take a punch, but Will Smith can't take a joke.
Woo!
Hey, yo, the W for like uh-huh. like Chris Rock. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Just because, like, first off, his shows are like sold out moving forward. You know what I mean? Because,
oh, no, no. He got more tickets sold after what happened.
100%. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, with that, it's just like he in live national television takes a blow from like one of the biggest celebrities that he's even worked with. So, I mean, you can tell he was shocked. He was shocked as hell. But the fact that he slipped in those jokes and he was just so like chill about it. You know what I mean? Like, he still continued the night. You know, that's the L for like legend. You know what I mean? Like, somebody that, and like still play it cool. Like, his comedic skills got to be to the T, because that's the biggest heckle that like he's probably ever.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's crazy. And then when you mentioned about the whole, you know, in 2016, when they had, you know, when Chris Rock made some jokes about him and Jada.
Yeah.
There's a thing like, you know, another podcast I was listening to, shout out to Craig Facts Podcast. They said that like they actually had a talk like afterwards, like they had a talk and Will was like, hey, don't talk about my wife. Don't talk about us like this. From what I heard, there's like a reporter or something that said like they had a talk about it prior. So then, you know, he says a joke now about Jada, and like I also thought that like it wasn't that bad of a joke. At first, I didn't understand because I was like, what is this movie about? And I checked and I made my research, like, oh, okay, now I see. But all that to say that like the fact that he reacted the way he did kind of tells you like maybe he was just like fed up with, because, you know, he gave him a warning and he was like, look, now you cross the line, I gotta react. But go ahead.
So I was just gonna say, it's interesting because it's like if that conversation happened, then that kind of changes things, you know. Like, and also, you know, people are debating over whether Chris Rock actually knew that she had alopecia or she was going through some situation, right? So if he didn't know, then he made that joke, you know, in like good humor and in like a good sense, but it was taken bad because of what's actually going on.
Going on, yeah, with her.
Like, if he did know, then like, oh, okay, that puts him as the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? Because, but it's interesting, man. It's just like, Demi, it's a good joke, simply because, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Demi Moore had that movie with G.I. Jane. It was nice. Okay. You know what I mean? She went full out with the role and she like shaved her head and she got her accolades for that. You know what I mean? Like, it was overall a good thing. That's why I'm just like, it's not like a movie that like people, you know, tank or like ridicule or anything like that. You know, like that was like in poor taste. You know what I mean? It actually did pretty okay. So with that, it's like, you know, it's an honest joke. If they had that conversation before and he's still trying to poke, you know, pluck some nerves, then maybe he had it coming. You know, like now they're talking about discussions on like, oh, is he gonna, you know, what's going to be the consequence for this? Because how do you punish somebody like Will Smith? You know what I mean? Somebody that you've never you'd have to punish.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's like, people are talking about like how, he's going to lose his Oscar possibly and stuff like that. But
I think that ain't going to happen.
Nah, 100%. They have people who did even worse situations. Like, what's his name? Weinstein?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein,
Yeah. So, I mean, he won an Oscar and everybody knows what he did. So, you know, Will Smith's definitely keeping that Oscar. He had his chance to talk and, like, you know, talk or over talk even. Like, he had more than...
After he...
So, I mean, I guess, you know, all in all, I don't know what happened, like, behind closed doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He did what he went there to do. You know, he won his award. He said his speech, you know, he had a very emotional moment. Maybe it was just like, yo, this is my time to shine. This is my first Oscar. Don't disrespect me on my special day, like on this, the day of my, you know, Golden Globe Award or something.
But I don't know, the whole thing is just like, I'm thinking like this, right? Like, it's not that much about like, I'm taking, like, if what, like, I don't know, it's not like, I'm taking, a side on if it's Will or like, I'm only going with Chris Rock, not because of Chris Rock itself. It's just because like, I just don't condone violence. And like, for me, like what he did, like, it's just not necessary. You know,
I mean,
like you can have a talk about it afterwards. If you want maybe to give it like a fight him after or like slap him after, cool. But I don't know, for me, I just felt like how this whole thing happened, it really looked like a stage. Like I'm not gonna lie to you. And also because this, right? You have to think about that, right? Like, you know, Will Smith, great actor, and like, you know, his family, like, you know, they his family, it's like the Black Kardashian to this point. Like in the especially in the last year or two, there's been so many like things happening between like him and
Especially with
Jada
the
and
red table talk. I
entanglements.
mean, they
Red
brought that
table.
attention.
Yeah. But you have to think that like it's funny how like society is now because like it's almost like it's there's like two world, okay? There's like the world for like us normal people, and then there's the world of like the of for famous people. But it's all it tangled together. And the problem is that when someone like Will Smith with his status and his fame commits an act like that, it gets shown over like, you know, millions of people in the world. And like you have kids and people that look at it, and some that defend him and like, oh no, what he did is fine. Then they think that what he did is normal. So they're gonna think that like to commit violence for someone that says something to you for a joke is acceptable. Like, nah, it's not. Like,
No, that's
you gotta
100%.
think like, man, like this guy is a grown man, and like I don't know, for me that just didn't deserve, like if it's like self-defense or if you said something like this, there's certain things that I get that if you had to resort to it, cool. But for what Chris Rock said, it was just unnecessary. Like it should have never happened. And the fact that it did, and then what you look like and what you see at the end result in terms of like, okay, now Chris Rock, you know, he's getting more tickets, then this is can easily be something that's gonna be talk on Red Table, or it could be content for Will Smith and his family afterwards. You know what I mean? Like it just all seemed that like all this was staged. And like that's the thing, like
Sorry, even the way
we
Smith was like re reacting, you know, like the way he was yelling at him, it just seemed like, I don't know, I couldn't help but question. I was like, is this like staged? Is this real? You know what I mean? Like, he was vexed, but he was still, I don't know, like calm. You know what I mean? Like he still had that Will Smith kind of smile to him. You know what I mean? Like he punched him walking away, fixing his tie, smiling. You know what I mean? Like, and then he started, you know, saying his words and things like this, and it's like, whoo, man got blessed.
But yeah, no, for me it's just that's I don't know, people that just that's a problem that I have. And I think that's a problem that's with societies that we when it comes to violence, it's normalized too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
100%.
it's just like little even just when it comes to like him, because slap is considered you know, like I said before, like it's considered as assault. Like you can get arrested for it. But because you know, Chris Rock afterwards was like, no, I'm not gonna file any lawsuit on him and stuff. It's like, okay, fine. And also because like he's Will Smith, and it's like I don't know if him and Wilson wanted to go into court and fight for that thing. So he was probably just like, yeah, money wise, I don't know if I really want to go for this. So I'm just
I
gonna
feel like he's
leave
the
it,
type
Chris
of
Rock,
person
right?
that would probably want to, you know, like he would say no, but like, you know, in terms of charging him, but then he's gonna fix it, like with him in person in their own kind of realm, you know, without the law, they can still fix it, you know. So I feel like they're gonna have that talk, probably gonna come out with something, you know, just to, because I feel like, yo, if Will doesn't like publicly apologize or do something to like compensate or just, you know, just to apologize for that moment in a realistic way, then I don't know. He's going to me, he took an L. Like, he defended his wife. That's cool. But at the end of the day, you know, it goes back to that whole violence piece. You know what I mean? Like, you watch the show, you know, like, you're a rich, successful man. And because you got pressed by a joke, you know, like, you're showing that, hey, it's okay. If somebody, like, you know, talks about you or talks about whatever this way, you can go up, even if it's national television, you know, like, you teach them a lesson. And it's just like, that's not really a valid lesson, at least to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, just like I said, it's just like
I
the
wish
fact that like you have
Jamie
to
Foxx would have done it. Like, Jamie Foxx, yo, he's the kind of guy who would probably just grab the mic and start roasting the hell out of it. Like, anybody else
Yeah,
meant to do that.
but also like, you know, the way that Chris took it,
Oh, he took
it's
it.
like it would have been different with someone else. If this it, like not everybody, like you have to understand, like in this world, like there's people like if you slap him, that's like considered like the like that's like death. It's like
The
they
death
could
penalty.
the person could can kill you for that, like if you try to if you slap him, you know I mean? It's like just
Especially
you
on
know
like live TV.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that, like, depending on the people, some are going to react like what Chris Rock did, but others is going to be like, yo, you're committing violence to me? Okay, I'm going to fight back. And like, exactly. And some is like, if they're going to like go and kill you, they will. Yeah. So I'm just saying that, like, that just it shouldn't be, it just shouldn't be the resort is to slap someone or to commit assault.
Exactly.
And the fact that, like, there's people that's on Will's side and that think that's fine. For me, that's a problem with society. That's like
I don't know. Because I mean, like, I feel like that's kind of out of context too. Because it's like,
okay,
the people that went by his side, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's like, why wouldn't you go by his side? You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, what's Will? What's going on? Like, how can you do that? You know, is everything okay? You know what I mean? Like, that's to me, that's legit. You know, I wouldn't be like, oh, they're consoling him over Chris Rock. Because I mean, after when Chris Rock was done, you know, what's happening backstage? I'm sure very people are talking about him, talking to him, like wondering, like, hey man, I just saw what happened. Like, dude, are you doing all right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I have a question
for you. Yeah, go. Like, I'll let you go
first.
No. Say your question.
All right. Okay. So yeah. Your question. Did Will Smith apologize in your eyes?
Well, look. He apologized because, like, it's, but you have to think, he had to apologize. That's just how, like, with PR and everything, that was just going to happen, you know what I mean, after what he did. But when, like, because he slapped Chris Rock or he had a problem with Chris Rock, he's not going to apologize to Chris Rock, you know what I mean? He's going to apologize to everybody else except Chris Rock.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So is that, like, because he was mad at what Chris Rock said, and I think too because of like their prior history and like him telling like, yo, you shouldn't be talking about my wife like that, and then he did, or he said a joke about her.
Yeah.
Then he was kind of like, yo, like, F that guy, like,
to a degree, it's like, yeah, if I tell you, hey, you know, like, I didn't appreciate what you did, I'm coming up to you as a man, I don't appreciate what you did, please don't talk about me or my family. You know what I mean? Like, if they had that conversation and, you know, this man's still putting out jokes, he obviously is not respecting what you said. So it's like, to a degree, I can see why people would accept it. Because it's like, you know, I mean, my wife's going through a situation that, like, you know, it's very effective to her mental health, to everything about, like, what she's about, what she's doing. You know what I mean? So it's like, at home, you know, like, they're going through all these situations. They're crying together. They're, you know, trying to uplift each other for what's going on. And then you got this man who's like, you know, telling jokes and like berating. And if he told you once, he's not respecting you, saying that, like, hey, don't do that. He does it again. I can see why he's pressed. But at the same time, it's like, you have Jada, right? And back in 2016, they asked, hey, how did you feel about what Chris Rock said? She's like, oh, it's part of the territory. You know what I mean? It's part of the territory. It's part of what we're about. It's part of the world that we're about. You know what I mean? You're going to be talked about for so many reasons. And if you can't take it, you know, get out the fire. Like, you know, so, I mean, she's trying to be up here and be like, oh, you know, I'm proud of what I'm about. I'm comfortable, you know, with what I've done, what I'm going through. I'm going to be friends with alopecia, she said. Right? So if she's going to be friends with alopecia, you know, it's like I saw the opposite of what she was saying, because she couldn't take you know, an honest joke. I thought it was honest, but I know other people they might disagree. But yeah. I didn't feel like it warranted, you know, Will Smith's Ali punch.
but that's the thing. It's like, because like I said about the two different worlds, that famous people live in a world where they constantly get criticize and talk about, and even in the last year or two with the whole relationship between him and Jada and the whole entanglement, like, there's been other famous people that said things about their relationship where it's like it could be looked at disrespectful to his women, and they're part of a circle where they have relationship or they meet other famous people. So are you telling me that if Will Smith would have, like, for sure he's on social media, so for sure he knows that certain people said something about his wife, for example, if he would have met them, so are you telling me that then it's acceptable for him to just give them a slap for what they said? You know what I mean? Like, but that's the thing. I know it's different, like, with what Chris Rock and this, but at the same time, it's like, they always get like her wife gets always gets talked about, and like I'm not saying it's acceptable, but that's just part of like the world that they live in. Like we have to understand that like yes, we live in the same world, like in the same planet, but we don't live the same way. Like the way feeling people live and we live totally is so different.
Yeah.
It's like that's why when we said like, hey, this whole thing can be fake, we only say that for famous people, people that have a certain status. You wouldn't say that for like if it's like us normal people. Somebody, that like,
I mean, yo, we it's like yeah, they have the money to, you know, rig things or have things go their way. You know what I mean? On a grand scale. You know, it's like imagine the people who like used to fix games. You know what I mean? Like what kind of influence you have to have, you know, to influence a whole game. You know, like, oh, Brazil's playing Portugal. I'm sorry, Brazil's gotta lose. I got all my money on there, make that happen. You know what I mean? Like that's mad.
Like y'all understand, like what they're showing us on the TV is what they want us to show. Like that's what they want to show us.
Exactly.
It's like when we got the clip of like the behind and like Will Smith getting up and like slapping him. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think now in 2022, there's things that people are able to leak certain things that back in the days you wouldn't be able to leak. And that would have kept, it would have been private probably. But nowadays, like, there's more thing that gets leaked, it gets exposed. Mm-hmm. And for us, the normal people, we see it and we're like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. But what if in their world, things like that happen more often, but they just don't show it?
100%.
You know what I mean? They'll show the things that they want you to know. So like, we only know what they show us, but we don't know everything about just Hollywood and how they just orchestrate certain things and how they move.
100%.
So that's why it's like, for me, what Will Smith did, if it's fake or not, doesn't matter. It just sets a bad example. And it showed that like, I don't know, like for me, being a man is not the way that you react to, like, I don't, for me, being a man is like being able to look at a situation or if I want to say something about you and your relationship and be like, okay, I might not like it, but I'm gonna stay composed. I'm gonna have a certain, you know, discipline and self-control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not just resort to violence right away.
If anything,
like, why we have to resort to violence? I don't get that.
Facts. If anything, I can see them being like, it would have been better if they were just like, oh, you know, hey, yeah, watch it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just to show a little something. Because, I mean, everything they do is subtle. Like, I mean, even Lupita's reaction to me, she was saving face. I mean, you can see her reactions and such, but it was on a big subtle scale. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's why I'm just like, everything they do is subtle. But what he did, woo, that was like the most overt form of like rejection that I've ever seen. Like, especially from Will. That's mad.
Yeah. But some say that, like, you know, he was just, you know, that was like him being emotional and that's just a human thing. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's a valid reason for him to slap Chris Rock?
Well, let's see.
Was just emotional based on his joke? Like, you know, he said something about his wife and he's like, yo, I don't like this. So being emotional, he reacts with what he knows.
So with what he knows, let's see. Because, I mean, overall, I don't agree what he did, but like I can see his story. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, hey, they're going through something difficult. They already told this man, hey, don't mention us. But, you know, they understand the territory that they're in. He goes on anyway. Yeah. Then he has, like, I don't even know if that was written or not. You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like he said it quick. You know, it's just like, oh, he went to Will Smith and then he just poked at Jada. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's just like, was that written or was that, like, you know, something that he just thought of on the spot?
No, but the thing is, like, in Oscars or that specific, well, I don't watch the Oscars like that, but I know that, like, Chris, like, whoever is the host, they make roasts about, like, different couples.
Yeah.
And you have to think too, like, Will Smith and Jada were like at the front.
Yeah.
And like they're that couple where it's like they've been talked about constantly for the last year or two.
Yeah.
So it's just funny how they end up to be like the one at the front, and then you have other celebrities elsewhere, but they're a bit further and stuff.
Yeah.
But then once it's their turn and then Chris Rock said the joke he says, it's like Will Smith is the perfect, like, for him, he had literally the perfect passage to go from his seat to go slap him. But if he jokes about someone else that's on the corner, it's kind of hard to see, like, okay, somebody's just going to get up, walk for a minute, yeah, walk in and then slap, you know, shit out of Chris Rock and then go back to his seat. But for Will, it was kind of like, everything just seems like it was all perfectly placed for it to happen. So that's why it's like, I get how some people can be like, yo, this is stage. And I just want to see how things, like how things go the next, like for the rest of the year, like for Will Smith and for Chris Rock, especially for Will Smith, like with his family, because I really think that that's going to just be more content for them. And this, and if it is, then bruh, like I said, like they're just the Black Kardashian at this point now. Now it's just like, they're doing things just to get attention and more content.
And you know,
and I don't know if I can,
one of the theories is that, the Oscars, you know, the ratings have been going down. You know, not many people are watching the Oscars anymore. So it's like, why not have a major situation come about from somebody that somebody that you would least expect, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you have these two go on and do their thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow, you know, he got punched and everything like this. But right away, like, everybody's, like, you know, queuing in. Everybody's changing their channels. You know, you want to see what happened, right? So it's like, mm-hmm. and on top of that, I mean, yo, hey, if you want to do something that, like, you know, could be law breaking, mm-hmm. you know, it might as well be black on black crime, man. You know, ain't nobody gonna, you know, Chris Rock ain't gonna press charges. Like, he's gonna do things behind like closed doors, you know, like,
yeah,
need the law. You know what I mean? So it's just like, with that in effect, it could just be for ratings, you know. They could have had a part in it. Like you said, he was perfectly placed in a position where if that were to happen, it could happen quick. You know, so who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that's another thing that I wanted to discuss on. It's just like, but that's the thing about, like, you know, when someone, like when Will did what he did, it's like, okay, he went based on his emotion, based on what Chris Rock said. If we think this is real, right? I'm not talking about if it's fake, but if it's real, right?
Yeah.
But you have to think like this, right? Like, you have to think about, like, what, like, because the status, that's the thing. I think sometimes celebrities or famous people, like, yes, they are human and I get it. But the impact that you have in the world are, like, people that actually, like, people, like, normal people, some are, like, in awe or they're, like, obsessed with something. Like, think of, like, Kanye West and things that he's done and he talked about. Yeah. There's still the Ye gang and people that always going to be in favor for him for anything he does.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing is with Will Smith, with Chris Rock, people that have done amazing things and they're known for. So because of that, it's like, what he does is really going to mess up people's head and think that, like, what he did is just a normal act. And when normal people are just going to face certain situations where they get talked about or they get joked about, mm-hmm. they will think, oh, okay, violence is just the way it goes. Like, just, okay, let me slap you. Let me fight you for it.
Yep.
And like I said, it's like, that's not how it should be. Like, the society, we have to teach people how to be most, that's the thing. We have emotion and it's fine, mm-hmm. But emotion shouldn't be the reason why you should react that way. Like, yeah, you can have emotions, but there is a thing of, like, you can have self-control. There's other ways to handle disrespect. And, like, I don't know, for me, it just, that in that specific situation, that should have never happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that it did, it's just, for me, it's just, it's sad. And, like, it, like, when it comes to, like, oh, like, yo, you got to defend your woman and do all that, I'm in that space where, honestly, if someone does something physical to your woman or try to approach your woman in a certain way and you're defending yourself against that person, that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just for a comment or for a joke, I honestly don't think that deserves to be slapped or have any sort of assault. Like, I honestly, even if I had my woman, if someone says something about her, like, yeah, I might not agree with it, but I'm not going to resort to violence to prove a point and be like, yo, don't talk about my women like that.
Exactly.
I would just have a straight up conversation and then go with that, or maybe go with something else. But violence, I ain't for it, man. And like, yeah, some people might be like, "Yo, slap is just a slap. Eh, it's nothing." But nah, slap is still.
Yeah, when it's posted on, it's, and when it's immortalized on like YouTube and everything, it ain't just nothing.
Yeah,
that video is gonna stay online forever. You know what I mean? Like, you can already see the memes rolling in. You can see the videos and the parodies rolling in. So it's like,
yeah,
man, it's a done deal. Like, that's a part of celebrity history. You know?
Yeah. And then also I was thinking too about like, you know, just like, just because, you know, Chris Rock is a comedian, and then that's been a thing lately with the whole cancel culture too. It's like
100%.
What can you say? When can you not say? So like, when it comes to like Chris Rock or any other comedian at this point, like, now do comedians or do people that make jokes, like, how can I say this? Like, Do they is there certain things that you can say or jokes that you can say that deserve to be to be, you know, like, to get assaulted for? Like, are we reaching that point where now, like, you really gotta watch your word, because there's something that you can say that deserves to be, like, because, yo, I'm a fan of comedy, and I've heard worse, like, people saying certain things, and there's a crowd, and people either laugh or do not laugh. And if you don't not laugh and you don't agree, and maybe you can, like, that's the thing. When Will Smith said what he said, like, he said, "Yo, don't talk like, don't talk about my wife like that, blah blah blah." That was fine with me. Do your talking, but to go and slap him, it's a total different story. So when it comes to like actual comedy, yes, there's time where comedians say things that like some people that are there in the crowd do not agree, and they're maybe mad or like, "Yo, like, I don't like you, Julian."
Yeah.
But do they go to the stage and start fighting the comedian for it? Nah. So why do, if that in that instance is, it's fine? Like, that's like with Will Smith, it's acceptable what he did, but under crazy circumstances, people get like roasted for, and they don't react, and it's like how, like, I don't know, how do you decide like what is fair, like what is acceptable, what is not? So that's why for me it's like just no violence, because the moment that there's violence, I just don't accept it, man.
I kind of wish he just like stayed in his seat and either yelled or, because I mean, yo, if it was just a punch, it would have been the most randomest thing in the world, right? Because he just clocked him, smiling, fixing his tie, going back to his seat. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he had to double it up with the yelling, and that was like, yo, if it was just the yelling, I feel like it would have been a much more calm setting. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been escalated to like that like major degree. Where it's like, you know, Will Smith actually snapped. I never seen it before. Even his mom was like shocked. Richard, you know what I mean? Like Richard Williams, he was even saying like, okay, you know, like, you never condone violence, right? But like, yeah, everybody was shocked. You know what I mean? Some people, they agreed with it. They saw the heroic mannerisms to what happened. Because I mean, okay, it all depends on perspective. You know, like, what can you relate to? You know what I mean? Like, you know, have you ever been disrespected in front of like your in front of your partner, right? You know, like, have you ever had somebody, you know, pluck your strings to a degree where it's like, oh, you know what, hey, you talked enough like, you know, shit about my girl, like, you're gonna get it now. You know, some people have been through that. So like, those are the ones that are being like, oh, hey, 100%, man. You know what I mean? Like, I know what it feels. Or even women, they're like, I know what it feels like to be disrespected. So to have like a man stand up for you and everything like that, more power to him. But then on a larger scale, that's like, not to resort to that. You know what I mean? Like, I still believe, I don't know, I believe, you know, it's like, if somebody insults you, if they bring a knife to a fight, then that's the level that should be like matched. You know, if somebody's roasting you, especially if it's in good humor,
spirit,
good
spirit.
Exactly. If it's in good spirit, then like, you know, find something to roast them back. But like, you don't bring a gun to a knife fight. You know what I mean? Like, he escalated it.
Exactly.
Rock was going with his words, but like, yeah, nah. Smith came with his fist, so it's like, you know, to me, he took an L because he was pressed. Like, he got pressed to that degree. You know what I mean? And like Chris Rock, he took it like a champ. So that's why I'm just like, I give the W to Rock.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. But also, there's another thing I heard that, like, I think it was from, because he, you know, Will wrote a book not too long ago about his life. And I heard something that, like, said that, like, from his childhood, like, his dad was like very aggressive. Like he kind of from his environment, that's like him like slapping Chris Rock or doing certain things. It's like kind of comes from his childhood. If we go through like the root things and like kind of just like not letting other people like taking him for advantage or thinking that he's soft, because that's been a thing too about what's been the, like, you know, he's like, he's soft.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But I think maybe just in terms of like his childhood and just how he grew up, that was just a thing. Like he had to defend himself or when things, mm-hmm. or people would say certain thing about him. That's just how he learned that, like, oh, that's just how I'm going to react. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, maybe that's how you got taught when you were younger, and that's from your environment, your upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that freaking 30, 40 years later, you have to act the same exact way. Like there has to be a certain growth and realize that like violence ain't the way to go and how to deal with like situations like that. You know, I mean, you have to grow up and you have to be a grown man. For me, being a man is not based on just like the whole like, oh, protect my women and stuff. I just don't like when people think that like that's only applies to like when you have to be physical. Like what about a man being able to be disciplined enough, calm enough in certain situation, and still the women feel like they are protected because like they're still there and they assure their women like, yo, things are going to be okay. Don't worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
I got it under control, and don't have to resort to violence as their first option. You know what I mean? And that, I think that is a man, but we always just go with, nah, it's like protect, like physical.
Yeah.
It's like, nah,
so
that shouldn't be it.
Question.
Go ahead.
All right. So same situation, but let's put the reverend in the Oscars there.
Okay.
What would you do in that situation? You know, like given, you know, whatever we talked about, if you had a conversation with them before,
prior,
I mean, like they're coming at you now, you know, it's like, hey, oh, I'll always be there to protect you. But somebody's like, with words, it's like, it's invisible stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's instant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, if he says a joke, there's no stopping it. It's going to be heard. Right. So it's like, how would you deal with that?
Look, if I'm, you know, he says what he says, Chris Rock, and I feel like, yo, this is a disrespect to my woman.
Mm-hmm.
First, like he did at the end after he slapped Chris Rock, I would have been emotional. I would have said something like scream or say something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You have to think too, because it is live, or, you know what I mean? Then people would hear it and be like, oh shit, like, is this going to be down? Is this something gonna happen?
Yeah.
And I say what I say, but after that, honestly, I'm not the aggressive type, so I wouldn't even go and, I don't know. I mean, even for me, I don't slap people. I don't know. If I have to resort to violence, it's like I have to like fight. So I know for me, slapping is like, that's his move, okay, but I don't I don't understand that, like, honestly. But yeah, no, I would just like scream. Yeah, sorry, I was just like scream, say whatever I want to say off my chest emotionally.
Mm.
And then after that, I calm down and then have a talk with him afterwards, or maybe, I don't know, find a way to like,
yeah,
wait, for that not to happen, not happen again.
Did you say you would scream something?
Yeah, like emotionally, I would say something back if it really like hit a nerve, but I wouldn't go and like slap him or fight him for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't. For me, I'm like, there's really not a lot of thing that would really make me react physically. Honestly, it's out of self defense, or if you say something like, even if it's out, it would have to be really outrageous. I mean, I don't know. But for the joke that he said, nah, that's not going to move me. And like I said, I'm just not a violent person. I don't believe in violence. So I wouldn't resort to that. There's other things you can resort to. So
yeah,
that's how I view it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, that's, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I mean, let's see. Like if it was me, I don't know. I'm the kind of person that like, I'm not going to go up there and give people a different impression of who I am. You know what I mean? Like, like, you know what I mean? Like if I got to settle something, then it's going to be behind closed doors, you know? So it's like, if somebody's coming at me, you know, publicly, especially like about my woman, like that is interesting. Cause I mean, it's about the situation. It's about like what's going on, right? Like, does he know? Does he not know? Is he saying this after we had a discussion of like, I told him, don't disrespect me, and he's still disrespecting me? You know, because it's like, I feel like it's not that bad of a joke. I don't think it deserves a punch, But maybe, you know, to Will, he probably saw it as like, you know what, I need to send this guy a message, you know, and I need to send other people a message too. Saying,
not to mess around with us.
Yeah, not to mess around, you know, Will, just because, you know, he has this type of lifestyle, he's not soft, you know what I mean? Like, because he already gets the respect from, like, you know, the hip-hop community and everything like that.
Yep.
So I don't know what kind of message he's really trying to tell, but, like...
Because, yo, you have to think, too, like, because they're in the limelight and they are famous, you think that after doing that, it's going to change anything? People are still going to talk about Jada one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, you're exposing your life, and, like, people are... There's eyes everywhere. So, like, okay, you slap Chris Rock, whatever happened. Mm. But, like, you think that jokes are going to stop and we're not going to joke around about you and Jada or Jada or...
If anything,
like,
now the internet is continuing the show, you know?
Yeah, but the difference is that because it's the internet, Will Smith can't physically assault every person on Instagram or on Twitter that say something. He can only do that for someone that maybe has a really... that he knows in the moment, like he did with Chris Rock. But it's like... But that's why I'm saying, like, violence in the way to go, because now it's like, okay, so what? Every time in the future now that someone says a bad joke about your wife, about your couple, that's how you're going to react? It's like, just do violence?
It's
like,
messed, yeah.
It's messed. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't just... The society, we have to stop normalizing violence and those type of acts. Like, if it's like, oh, yeah, that's just being manly and protecting your woman. It's like... Nah, that whole thing for me is becoming too, like, old school, and, like, you can protect your woman without committing those acts. That's what I was, or show your woman that you're with her without being violent or aggressive.
Because I mean, like, yo, even in like legal terms, you know, if you just in terms of fairness, it's like, okay, you know, if somebody attacks you, you know, if somebody does something that, like, you know, physically can hurt you, or, you know, jokes that are meant to, like, you know, bring you down. You know what I mean? Like, that one was kind of like a jab, you know, it's like a light jab. But if somebody's coming at you with, like, a haymaker or whatever, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, then, yeah, you gotta, you know, it's fine to defend yourself, you know, but, like, it's usually after they throw the first blow, you know what I mean? So it's like, if somebody pulls out a gun in a gunfight, okay, then, you know, if you're not ready to use something, don't use it, because it can come back to you. You know, if they want to bring out the big jokes, then, you know, somebody else can have a joke that's even bigger and embarrass you. It can, like, backfire.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to go up there and just, like, take over the show with his Will Smith charm. And just, like, you know, pull out some comedy of his own. You know, just, like, talk about how, oh, you may, you know, I know you think you love your wife, but I know I love mine. You know, just something like playing the humor of, like, what's going on. Because that's what he did. He came out with jokes about, like, oh, hey, yeah, G.I. Jane, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got the shaved head, she does too. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? But it's like, okay, insult him about Madagascar, insult him about something, insult him about, like, that's what I feel like I would bring to the table. I just want to, like, because it's like, you know, somebody roasts you, you roast them back. You know what I mean? Like, somebody roasts you, you roast them back. You know, you don't start getting angry, and you don't start, like, throwing fists because you can't think of something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't think of something, you know, take the L, give them a warning. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, yo, like, watch your step, you know? And the next time Smith goes and presents something, if Chris Rock is there, he might throw a jab of his own, you know, like, and that would be stuff, that would be golden stuff for the media too. You know, they'll eat that up. They're going to be like, oh, this is what Will Smith said in retaliation to so-and-so, but they're both doing it in a way of charm. You know, they're charming the audience into laughing at the other person. You know, like, that to me, that's, like, what I feel should have happened. You know what I mean? Like, it should be a more, because, I mean, they're both smart people. You know what I mean? It's like, they're both incredibly talented, hardworking people. So, I mean, it would have been more interesting if, like, if it was a more of, like, I don't know, a comedic psychological showdown instead of a physical one. That's,
but I don't know. I mean, this whole thing, it's interesting. I mean, like I said, I'm just not for violence. So by saying that, like, I'm with Chris Rock, but it's not even about just Chris Rock. It's just about just what Will Smith did. I disagree with, I'm not for his act and what he did.
Yeah.
And I know people are divided. Some are for it with Will Smith's side and some of it with Chris Rock. But I just think like we should stop just looking at those type of acts like if it's just a thing. Like this is a normal thing that just happens. Mm-hmm. And especially to in the US, I think that's very normalized too.
Oh yeah, especially in New York. They have a law where it's like if two people agree to actually fight each other, then they can fight. Apparently, I didn't even know that. Has that, but like,
okay,
I think it's Washington. I forget what it's called, but it's like a, I don't know, something combat bill or something, combat bill.
Damn.
But yeah, it's like if there's a verbal agreement, then you can actually settle things with the fisticuffs, you know? Like
that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's damn.
But yo,
yeah, what's up?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Was Will actually vexed?
Actually vexed,
like himself. Because I mean, you know, ever since him and Jada had this entanglement thing, it's been different on him. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody's bashing Jada. You know, everybody is disrespecting Jada. Everybody like thinks that Will can do better. You know what I mean? That he should go and do better. But that's the mother of his children. So I mean, obviously he's gonna defend her, right? But like, I forgot where I was going with this.
Yeah, like you're asking if like what Will Smith did was
that his doing or was that
his doing or like yeah, like he was he pressured by just. With Jada,
yeah.
Or was it from his own doing?
Imagine it's like, yo, like yep. She said, oh, you know, if she was like, yo, Tupac would never let anybody talk about me this way.
I know.
And then Will Smith is like, this thing goes up. Yo, I mean, that's like, let me send a message then. Like,
man.
Tupac into this? Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Tupac would have never... You know, nobody would have talked about me if I was with Pac like this. Like,
yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to say this. Like, again, like, when it comes to, like, just the family, the world of Jada and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've shown us what they've shown us in terms of, like, just their relationship and the entanglement. So, there's things there that we know from what they said. But at the same time, we don't know how, like, right now in their household it is. It could be very peaceful. It could be stressing for Will Smith. Mm. Who knows? So because of that, I think that unconsciously there was nothing that directly Jada made him pressured him to do it, but indirectly and consciously because of just everything, like everything that surrounds just him and Jada and their relationship and how people have been talking about and the jokes and the things that have been said, like what Chris Rock said could have been like that, like last straw for him to be like, you know what, like I just like emotionally, like there's like two halves. It's like emotionally he reacted, but also just with everything that's been happening in their relationship, he kind of felt like, okay, I gotta do something about this whole shit and like make a stop on it. And
what better place to do it, you know, than like one of the most
and the Oscar, biggest, the biggest
in America
award. Exactly. And that's where it's like, it's like people are sitting at a stage. Yo, that's a possibility, honestly, because it's just like, I don't know. It's just how things just happen. The sequence of it just looks like super, I don't know.
It looks interesting.
Looks interesting. So, you know, I'm gonna say that like it's a mix of it both. It's like, yeah, there was something from him emotionally. He just reacted, but also from with Jada and then unconsciously just having to do something because of what's been happening in their relationship the last few years. So,
sir.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. But yeah, no, I mean, this whole thing is it's crazy.
You know, even
yeah, how it
was to come.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody's waiting for the next interview, like or the next show. Because I mean, yeah, I'm definitely tuning into that Chris Rock one, 100%.
Oh yeah, I mean Chris Rock is so smart. Like he's definitely gonna say something about that. Like that's just.
And I can't wait.
I was like, guarantee.
He's gonna have like such good spirits about it. I feel, you know what I mean? Like the way he makes jokes, the way he talks about politics, the way he talks about like people. He's a very clever man, you know. And it's like the way he can make a bad situation into a good situation. If they collab together, they can actually fix this in the best kind of way and like build even a much better relationship. Because, you know, they worked together in the past, you know, like Chris had that episode on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, so they have history.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Right. And then like what Jada had history with him, too. I think they were, they were both voice actors in Madagascar, actually. So
I didn't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. I think who was Jada? The hippo or something?
I know Chris Rock was in my like was one of the voiceover, but I didn't know Jada was one of the two.
If I'm correct, she was one of the characters. Okay, okay. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, that's where they met together. So they have history together. So that's why I'm just like, yo, this is messed. That's like, that's crazy.
Yep.
But, you know, I guess that's all we can see from our ends.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we're saying our opinions about what they're giving us. Again, like I said, we don't know what's happening in their household. So, but if I have to make a hypothesis about all this or analysis, is that like there's a lot to unpack about just Will and what, like it's not just the joke. It's about his relationship with Jada. It's about how his upbringing. There's little things like that where, and also just him and Chris Rock relationship and what happened in the past about like their conversation about, you know, not talk about my wife. So all of that together. But even with all that together, I still don't condemn what he did and violence. So that's my conclusion. I want to hear how, like, you know, people that follow us and that are going to listen to the episode once it comes out, 100%. Like, please, you'll leave a comment if it's on YouTube. IGTube, I would say if better even just on YouTube so we can have some talks about it and you know, just show support, you know. It's a big topic. I think we've said a lot and some good we had a good analysis on it, so I think people are gonna love it. So if you love it, man, just show us the support. Share it to your friends, to everybody. If it's on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple,
like that's what we can get. That's what we found, right? So if anybody found any kind of other information that like we're missing,
yo, bring it, please share it.
But yeah, man,
yeah, for sure.
Ah, for sure. This was a good one, you know. Got to analyze Will Smith, damn. And like, it's funny because like two of my favorite like
people
you know, because like Will Smith, man, he's always been like a genuine man, you know, like a gentleman, you know what I mean? Like Chris Rock, yo, he's hilarious. Like I actually put him after Dave Chappelle, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, as I'm telling you, his jokes in the 90s, man, especially in the 90s, like to me, they were hilarious, you know, talking about black people versus niggas, you know what I mean? Like
what's the
things, you know, it's like, that's priceless. But it's that's what happens in Hollywood, I guess, you know.
Yeah, man, like I said, man, it's a they have their own reality, we have our reality. I mean, just it's all entangled together, but like I said,
we're just
reporting out of what we see. But then again, man, I feel like there's so much more we can unpack. I think it's the best time before we end this episode to go with our usual Music for Days segment, where we give our people, you know, our song of the week.
Yes.
And Khalilo, man, what you got for us for the fans for days, man?
All right. So what I got for you lovely folk out there, nice song by Koji Radical and Lex Amor.
Oh, okay. You know, okay. Yep. Is he a UK rapper, if I'm correct, Koji?
Is he what?
Radical or no?
Oh, UK
rapper? UK rapper?
Yeah, 100%.
Or no?
Okay. Oh, you know.
Okay, yep.
It's called War Outside.
War Outside. Okay, so it's by Koji, and who's the other artist?
Koji Radical and Lex Amor.
Lex Amor. Okay, I don't know her. Okay, okay. I'm definitely going to listen to that.
And enjoy it. It's a nice jam. I've been bumping it for a short
minute. Yep.
So it's good.
That's dope. Okay, so for me, I'm going to go with R&B song, like, you know, most times.
Yeah.
But it's by
the R&B, man. That's the balance here.
That's how it is. Actually, no, last episode, it was like an Afrobeat type of, like Afro R&B.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta change but, this now and then, you know?
Exactly. But this song is called Skyfall. Not Skyfall by Adele, but Skyfall by by Eli Derby. He's like a young R&B artist. I really like him, and he dropped like an EP not too long ago, and I've been bumping to that song. It's like, I don't know, it's like it gives you that like mellow, it could be sad or romantic song, but it's just like it's just really good. I'm a big fan of him, so that's my song, Eli Derby, Skyfall.
That's solid. All right, yo, I'm definitely gonna listen to that one. So
yeah, So that's it, folks. That's the episode. You know, we talked about the whole Oscar incident with Will, Chris, and Jada also involved one way or the other. And we did a whole analysis on it, try to see the roots problems of it, on which side we're on and all that. Mm-hmm. So again, make sure to support us because this is the number one podcast in Ottawa.
Better recognize, man.
We're just growing and growing, getting even better. So it's, you know, it's scary times, you know, scary hours 100%. For the other podcasters. But yeah. But yeah, no, Khalilo, man, give us the grand conclusion.
We ain't been canceled. We ain't going to be canceled. we go stick around. So, you know, all you lovely people out there, thank you for tuning in. Have yourself a wonderful night. You know, always stay safe, happy, and healthy. You know, always keep that wealth in there. Keep that solid. And we'll see you on the next episode of Conversation for Days.
For Days.